bold Roman number one, and then brothers on one, on A, and then sisters on B.
Hey,
so one.
The unique economy is the teaching concerning the whole mystery of Christ
in three stages: incarnation, inclusion, and intensification. Brothers on A. What the Lord's recovery will be and how it will be depend on how we handle this teaching. This teaching can be summarized in one simple sentence. The Lord's recovery is God becoming the flesh becoming the life-giving spirit, and the life-giving spirit becoming the sevenfold intensified spirit to build up the church that becomes the body of Christ and that consummates the new Jerusalem. So before we move on to B, if bare minimum we could memorize that statement.
Amen.
Wow. At the end of this, at the end of today, the Lord will have a can gain a lot of ground in us. Anyway, sisters on B, we'll come back to that.
In order to work together with God as His co-workers, we need to know, experience, and enjoy Christ. In His whole ministry, in His three divine and mystical stages.
Amen. So you can see. Well, first of all, this term, the full ministry of Christ, might seem a little foreign to some of us. I actually never even heard of this term until just a few years ago, actually. But this is actually a relatively recent development in the Lord's speaking. I believe Brother Lee, he didn't actually open up this matter until like 95, 96 or something, near the end of his life.
Yes.
So this is something very high. This is related very much to the high peak of, you know, the divine revelation. But it's a great way to kind of see all that Christ is and has accomplished in one phrase.
Right.
The full ministry of Christ.
Yeah. Wow.
And you can actually see it in this. Do you notice how Brother Lee says this? This is a very striking statement. It says, what the Lord's recovery will be, like right now, and how it will be, depend upon how we handle this teaching.
Right.
And he summed it up in one sentence.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe we can just spend some time to try to memorize this. So if you notice, it says the Lord's recovery is God becoming the flesh. That's the first stage. That's incarnation.
Right.
The flesh becoming the life-giving spirit. That's inclusion.
Right.
And then the last long one is intensification. The life-giving spirit becoming the sevenfold intensified spirit,
right,
to build up the church that becomes the body of Christ and that consummates the New Jerusalem. When you break it down, it's not as hard to memorize it. But let's actually try to recite this.
Amen.
I really hope that every single one of us could really get this into it.
Amen.
And even if you know it, just to be reminded, to be refreshed.
Yeah.
Alright, 1, 2, 3, go. The Lord's recovery is God becoming the flesh. The flesh becoming the life-giving spirit. And the life-giving spirit becoming the sevenfold intensified spirit to build up the church that becomes the body of Christ and that consummates the new This was like a college training. We'd be like calling up people individually, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't have the ground to do that. But anyway, this is monumental. This is huge. This matter is very incredible because you see that the Lord's recovery. Actually, I remember when I first read this, I thought, wait, how is this the Lord's recovery? Because it doesn't mention us directly in the statement. But we need to see that Christ is the center of everything that God does.
Yeah.
Our God is a moving God. He's an acting God. But He doesn't do anything by Himself. He does everything in and through Christ. And so, every single point that follows is directly related to Christ. But what's incredible is that we are now part of this move as well.
Amen.
That's what's incredible.
Yes.
So, and then, I think the big point that I really wanted to get into was point B. It talks about the Lord's recovery is all of these. That was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Is God accomplishing all of these different things? But then it says, in order to work together with God as His co-workers.
Right.
So we have the privilege that we can work together with God.
Amen.
Everything that He's doing, even His full ministry, we get to participate in this,
yes,
as well.
Right.
But in order for that to happen,
We need to know, experience, and enjoy Christ to gain Christ.
Yes.
In his full ministry, right, in his three divine and mystical stages. Like, yes. Every single phrase is so important. Because maybe we might know, we might even experience something of the Lord. But I can speak for myself. I definitely don't know and experience Christ in all three stages.
Right.
Maybe some people are very clear regarding incarnation. They're very clear. Actually, most of Christianity is very clear.
Right.
They know that they're clear. Even that song, that hymn that Shepherd called, is very popular, especially that first stanza. That Christ was born. He was incarnated. He was even born to die for mankind. But then they just stop there. They don't realize that there's so much more afterwards.
Right. Yes.
So, this actually reminded me of a particular point. Ethan might know what I'm talking about. This part of this truth about God's revelation and his move. There's a book. It's called The Triune God's Revelation and His Move. God moves, but he doesn't just move in a random way. He moves according to revelation. So we can only participate in God's move if he reveals something to us. That's why he's given us his word. And so he brings up these points of we need to know the facts. We need to know what the Lord actually accomplished. We then need to receive the revelation of the intrinsic significance of what he did. Then by that revelation, we can see the heavenly vision.
Amen.
And this heavenly vision then governs us and controls us to enter into God's move. So, I believe this is definitely a big burden of many of the saints, especially the speaking brothers. You have all these points. You could literally give multiple trainings on all of these points.
Amen.
But we need to get all of this into us. That's why I was encouraging everyone to memorize that sentence, because it's a crystallization of the entire thing. But if we don't even know what the Lord did, then how could we ever experience him? And how could we ever enter into his move?
Right.
So may we really enter into these points. May we really get it even into our mentality, get it into our renewed mind. May we pray over these points so that we could experience it and then eventually enter into the Lord's move.
Amen.
So anyways, I know some saints have a lot to share about various points just to kind of develop and open this up, but I just really hope that this introduction helps everyone to kind of frame everything,
Amen.
To understand why this is so important and how we can enter into this truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I really appreciated Jerry's introduction. It brings me back many memories also about this. I think, I don't think in my whole Christian life I had considered even, right, was the full ministry of Christ. A lot of times we think, yeah, like what Jerry was sharing, we stop at incarnation, and even I myself feel like sometimes I take for granted all this specific details about the Lord's process and how he became the life-giving spirit, right, for us to enjoy him. And even in this past, the first campus meeting this past Wednesday, actually they touched a little bit about the process, because we're entering into the book of Philippians and knowing and experiencing Christ. And so we talked about the Lord becoming the life-giving spirit, right? But for all of these things, the Lord had to undergo a process. And I was very touched by day 3 that says, even the Lord Jesus, according to the flesh, had to be designated the Son of God. Before his designation, according to the flesh, he was just the seed of David. In that part of his being, he was not yet the Son of God. So here we see that he had, within his humanity and his flesh, he was still the Son of David, but that did not include his divinity. Because as his divinity, he's still divine and human, right? But he also needed to be designated the Son of God. Amen. So I just appreciated that his human flesh, that had nothing to do with his divinity, also still needed to be sanctified and uplifted. And that was only by him going through death and resurrection. So when the Lord entered into resurrection, he was designated the Son of God. And that was according to the Spirit of holiness. And this is just the same as us. Before, when we were sinners, we were just, you know, in our flesh, and we needed to be sanctified. We needed to be redeemed. We needed to be brought to back to the Lord. So in resurrection, in Christ, we also are going through this designation. And I never seen that. Amen. I was like, only the Lord was designated.
That's right.
But we are also in the process of being, of undergoing this process of designation.
Amen.
So when we remain in the Lord's death, and we can experience his resurrection, we can experience him as the life-giving spirit, and that way we can also undergo this process of designation. And so I just really experience this every day, that, you know, we're still being on the process of being sonized, right? But even as Christians, even though we know a lot about the Lord and experience the Lord, we're still always trying to do our best. I'm still trying to be a good Christian. And even in the campus meeting, we have this question: what is it, what does it mean to be a Christian? And to be a Christian is one who receives because he believes. So when we by being a Christian, we're just receiving all that the Lord is. We're receiving all of the processes that he went through. And we, the same as the Lord, you know, in resurrection, can really experience all of these things.
Amen.
And Romans 8:13 says, for if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live.
Amen.
And I just, you know, this year we had many resolutions, and one of them for me was, I want to be more in you. I want to experience more in you. I want to wake up early. I want to do this. I want to touch the word. But then, like, the second day, I failed. So I was just really impressed by this week. It's just so much to contain. But
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we are undergoing this process of designation.
Hey,
and that day by day, we can become the many sons, the prototype of this precious one who gave himself for us to become the life-giving spirit that now indwells us. So
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. The full ministry of Christ is carried out in three stages
Amen.
For the fulfillment of God's eternal economy.
Amen.
We know that in incarnation, he became the infinite God became a finite man.
Amen.
He was limited to come into man, right? He came so that we could be regenerated and we could become the sons of God.
Amen.
But we see that the church became, you know, degraded, so the Lord had to continue to move. And we come into the inclusion part where he had to become the life-giving spirit,
Amen.
Right? And there we see, right, the first one, the flesh, and now the life-giving spirit. To become the body of Christ for his expression, we have to go through all the processes. And here, the first thing that I enjoyed, the brother really harped on this a lot, about enjoying Christ to the uttermost, that our prize is the fullest enjoyment of Christ. And for the fullest enjoyment of Christ, we need to participate in all the processes that the Lord went through. Of course,
Amen.
We can't go to the cross, you know, we can't be physically crucified, but we participate in his experiences of the crucifixion.
Right.
And one aspect was that this life, this is an all-fitting life. It's a life that endures any kind of treatment. It accepts any kind of environment. It's able to work in any kind of condition and take every opportunity for carrying out the ministry. And so we really need to learn to take the Lord, right? In his incarnation, he didn't stay as a man. He became a limited man. a limited. We see that he was the wheat in the good land to go into the resurrection. But we need to become intensified. He was intensified because the church became degraded. You know, we as men, we do have this all-fitting life, but we don't, you know, we don't enjoy the Lord enough to be like that. You know, I personally, you know, have a difficult time being in the environment that I'm given. Right? I come in, the Lord speaks to me and touches me, and I do it for a little while, and I say, oh, I can't take this anymore, and we have to go on. So we really need to be in the Word, enjoying the Lord. And he says, you know, if we have been raised together with him, then we also, you know, if then the one who dwells in us will give life to our mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells us. So it even touches our body, our mind, emotion, and will. This life is a Zoe life. And so I really enjoy this all-fitting life because even though I do have this all-fitting life within me, I don't enjoy it to the fullest. But we're on the journey. We're on the pathway, right? The Lord, you know, touches on all the churches, how they lost their first love, right? They just, that this is the principle, this is the reason why we fall. Because we don't give the Lord the preeminence. And we live in the world. The Lord cautioned us, you know, like, we like to think that we're Philadelphia. Losing the crown. He says, be careful that you don't lose the crown. So we already have a crown. We already have this life. But we have to enjoy it. Day by day, in the midst of every situation. Amen. So, praise the Lord that we can continue gaining this crown.
Amen. I enjoy day three. Do not try to improve yourself or make yourself seamlessly perfect. Rather, enjoy and experience the designating Spirit. We need to walk according to the Spirit, set our mind upon the Spirit, and by the Spirit put to death the practice of the body. Here talk about the three parts of our, you know, human being. Our body, we need to walk according to the Spirit. Our mind, our soul, need to set upon the Spirit.
Right.
And by our Spirit, put to death the practice of the body. Mm-hmm. How to buy the Spirit? Here it mentioned that the more we contact the Lord by calling upon His name, the more we sense His presence and the more we are conscious of His anointing within. By calling on the name of the Lord, we are watered, we are refreshed, and we are sanctified, we are satisfied, and we are strengthened. In this way, we are brought into His presence, and we are made ready for His coming. Yeah, here it's very simple. So the Lord said, if you want to, you know, come to our kingdom, you need to repent, you need to return like a child. The child is very simple, can't do a lot of complicated things. So here, the Lord just show us the simple way. Calling on His name is the most simple way to bring us into the Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah. So to connect us with the Word. So we need to read God's Word every day.
Amen.
To listen what God speaks to us. Amen. And also we need to pray to Him, to speak ourselves to Him.
Amen.
So by this, you know, reading the words and the prayer connect us to God.
Amen.
So, yeah, I really enjoy this.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I also really enjoy this aspect of inclusion. I was very impressed the past few months where we just realized, like, okay, why do they keep saying the full ministry of Christ is, like, the most important thing? Or, you know, it determines the future of the Lord's recovery. And you kind of realize, like, it's basically like everything, right? If we don't have the full ministry of Christ, we just don't have the way to reach God's goal, right? And in the stage of inclusion, we see that He became the life-giving Spirit. And this is in His resurrection, right? And so there are some back then who didn't believe in resurrection, right? And so, but then you realize, like, if there's no resurrection, no life-giving Spirit, that means there's no regeneration, no body of Christ. That means there's just nothing. There's no way to reach the goal. But praise the Lord that He did become a life-giving Spirit. And he did go through this process of resurrection.
Amen.
And because of this, now we can partake and participate in this designation. I really enjoy our sister sharing that because
it's just so practical to us today. You know, Romans 8 speaks on a lot of things, but when we call the name of the Lord, right, we will be saved. And this aspect is our key to participate in this organic salvation. And so when we contact the Lord by calling on His name, that is us participating in His move, in this full ministry of Christ. And this is ultimately for His goal. And so I had a very shallow view of calling on the name of the Lord, I think, because I was just so used to it. But realizing, like, when we call upon the name of the Lord, we are entering into the full ministry of Christ. We're entering into what God is trying to accomplish in eternity. And it's just like, it kind of blew my mind, because I'm just like, it's not just me calling on the name of the Lord when I need help or when I need something. Of course, we are being saved in that way. But when we're calling on the Lord, we're also experiencing, Lord Jesus, where is it? We're being watered, we're being refreshed, we're being sanctified.
Amen.
You know, these are all things that are part of our transformation. I just had this new appreciation for calling on the name of the Lord. This is when we call on the name of the Lord, this is just us experiencing Him and everything and all the processes that He's went through. Amen. That is all in the full ministry of Christ.
Amen.
When I was just baptized, like back in Taipei, when I was college student, I asked the brother that shepherded me the questions, which is why our church doesn't have a cross, because most of the church building have a cross on top. The answer of the brother was that because the Lord's intention or the economy. It's not just the cross, or does not stop on the cross. Whoa. But at that time, I didn't understand. But you know, this message really clear show that yes, the Lord's intention is just not only incarnation, but followed by inclusion and intensification. But incarnation still is a very important part. Right. And you know, the past Tuesday we read through the young adults. We went right through the day two, and you know. Because in one of the messages, the brother mentioned that the Lord didn't come as a 33 and a half year full-grown man and went to a cross immediately, right? He was born as a baby, just like us, went through a normal human life. And when he was incarnated, when that day he was born, you know, in Luke 12:13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly army, praising God and saying, you know, when he was born as a baby, the whole heaven praised God because the 33 and a half year actually fulfilling God's economy, because the Lord's human living set the example for us that what is a God man, what God want us to live like this kind of living, right? And so I was appreciate that the Lord do set up example for us. This is how we need to become. And also, we are not just intimate Him, like, hourly, right? Mm-hmm. The Lord became a life-giving spirit. So by receiving Him, by enjoying Him, we will automatically become this kind of person. Mm-hmm. And yes, this semester we are entering, like, students are entering into a book of Philippians. And you know, in the first chapter, the topic of first chapter is, one of the topics is fellowship for the furtherance of the gospel. And one of the study questions actually is, what is the gospel? You know, before that, and most of the people may think that the gospel is, we will not die, right? Because we were saved by the Lord's dying on the cross. But actually, the gospel is furthermore, right? You know, the table meeting, we just enjoy that. The Lord wants us, He's transforming us into His image.
Right.
That's our gospel. Mm-hmm. So that's why the Lord continued to resurrect, ascend, and become life-giving spirit. He wants us to enjoy His life until His second coming back.
Amen.
So praise the Lord, for He revealed this to us, that there are three stages, and by using these stages, the Lord is bringing us into His glory.
Amen. I appreciated the same thing that we see in Christ's full ministry. We have these three stages. In the stage of incarnation, He brought the infinite God into the finite man, but He also exhibited in His human virtues all the divine attributes of God. And I just really appreciated the account in day two that was used in Luke chapter 7 with the sinful woman who was sitting at the Lord's feet and wetting His feet with her tears and wiping them. And then, you know, in that example, you know, what was brought out is who the Lord Jesus as the man Savior was. He was so kind. He was patient. He had mercy toward the woman. He also, so these were His human virtues being expressing the divine attributes. And then He also expressed the divine attributes by giving peace. And so I just appreciated who our Lord Jesus is in His incarnation. So full of tender feelings. And then realizing, as we appreciate this one, He went through the process of human living, died on the cross, you know, entered into resurrection, ascension, now is the Spirit. So in the stage of inclusion, we have the compound, life-giving, all-inclusive mm-hmm. Spirit. And so as we call on the Lord, who do we enjoy? We're enjoying this man Savior. And I feel like it's enriched now after we went through the last training, because we talked about all of the different riches in the good land, the barley and the wheat and all of these things. It's like, when I call on the Lord, it's not just like, Lord, give me mercy. Actually, Lord, give me patience. It's like, the Lord Jesus Himself, as patience, is in my spirit, right? So as I'm enjoying Him as the all-inclusive Spirit, you know, I appreciated in day four, it said, you know, are you about to lose your temper? Turn your mind to the Spirit. Drop the ethical and religious teachings and just come back to God's living word, which reveals that the life of the triune God is dispensed into our spirit to make our spirit life, and also reveals that the mind set on the Spirit is life. And sometimes I'm like, Lord, I don't know how to set my mind on the Spirit, but we just drop our ethics and we just exercise to apply by faith the word of God. My mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Amen. Amen. Then finally, in the stage of intensification, anyway, there's this prayer here. It says, Lord, you have been intensified sevenfold, and I pray that I also will be intensified sevenfold to overcome the degradation of the church. And I was like, Lord, what is this? How can I be intensified sevenfold? You know, I've always just thought of the seven spirits as something separate, but then, and I still don't quite understand it, but I trust in the ministry. You know, it says, you know, if the Spirit, we are joined one Spirit with the Lord, right? So the Spirit is already now sevenfold intensified. So if we're one Spirit with the Lord, then we also need to be sevenfold intensified. We have to match Him in exactly who He is. He is the sevenfold intensified Spirit to overcome the degradation of the church. And something that just helped me was the outline. Sorry, I know I'm going long, but you know, what is He intensified as the sevenfold intensified life-giving Spirit? What is He doing? He's saving the believers from the formal church life and the loss of the first love. Amen. He's saving us from the defeat that leads to the taste of the second death. Amen. The worldliness and union with the world, fornication, idolatry, spiritual death, you know, lukewarmness and Christlessness. So I just appreciate it. The brother in the beginning of the message said we need to experience these things. Otherwise, we can know it, but it doesn't mean anything. That's right. And so we have to pray, Lord, cause me to know and experience and enjoy You in all of these three stages. And so, you know, I want to know and experience and enjoy Christ in His three stages, but especially in the stage of intensification. Because we realize He needs, this is the final stage in order to build up the body of Christ, build up the church, which is the body of Christ, to consummate the new Jerusalem. And He is sevenfold intensified to overcome all the degradation in the church in order to produce this. And so we by faith just say, Amen, Lord, cause me to know, experience, and enjoy You in Your full ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so touched by Sister Shipper's sharing. I couldn't agree more. at all the points, I was trying to, you know, I was there, I was here thinking, trying to write down real quickly. This is so rich. You know, when I see this, okay, three stages. So my first question is, which stage are we now, right? I don't think I have the exact answer. We may be in the inclusion or we may be in the intensification, but we definitely need to pray, Lord. We need to, if you are sevenfold intensified spirit, that means we need to be advanced into this intensified stage. For some reason, I was, you know, just driving here, I was thinking about my mom when she was, when she was in college. This was back in the 1940s, because my sister sent a bunch of her college photos, you know, to our family chat room. This is back in 1940, so you're talking about 80 years ago. I'm sure they didn't have all those knowledge about this intensification, you know, all this stuff. But I know one thing that she did, what's the word? What's the three words? To know and experience. She knew and she experienced and she enjoyed. I remember when our girls were young, were little, my parents came, you know, stayed with us a few months at a time. And I remember she would be the first one to sit there and she would read her Bible. And she told me she will not talk to anybody like human if she didn't talk to the Lord first. And then, you know, I'm just thinking, okay, this is back then how she, you know, when she was in college, a really strong foundation. Actually, Brother Joe knows my mom so very well. But anyway, you know, the Lord, it's moving so fast. Sevenfold intensified spirit. Because the world degradation is so fast. So the Lord, the Christ really need to be very fast to have sevenfold intensified to overcome this degradation. So I just really enjoy, I don't think I can memorize what that sentence that Jerry asked us to memorize, but, you know, I guess I'll try. Also, you know, talking about this, I also touched on Saturday, the overcoming of the degradation is by the participation of the overcoming saints who are living in their spirit. Okay, on the one hand, our overcoming is by Christ speaking. So the our speaking, the Christ speaking has no problem. Now it's the problem is on us. How much we experience and we live by this spirit. And that determines how, you know, we can participate in this, you know, with the Lord's work on this earth. So just real quick, I know I'm running out of time. Sorry. This morning, you know, I was up very early and then so Brother Argo, I said, can you wake up? You know, it's time to go to the meeting. He goes, oh, I'm so tired. I don't think I can make it. I said, I have a cold and a headache, blah, blah, blah. And in the past, I would have bite my teeth. You went to bed earlier than me, and you got up late, and then you still cannot make it. Like, I would have, like, you only two meeting hall once a week. The Lord gives you, you know, so in my human nature, okay, you know, I would, I'm not saying cursing him out, but I would think that's totally not an excuse, right? The Lord gave you 24 hours. Why can't you give a few hours to the medium? But anyway, so, and I just feel, you know, like the sister, Esther shared, the Lord is full of compassion at that time. You know, we're reading the little Bible study we're doing at night. Full of compassion. So why I cannot express that? Why I have to judge him? You know, if he's weak, he's sick, you know, he needs rest. Just let him rest. So I, you know, I just felt, oh Lord, you know, just, I was actually exposed. I should not, you know, I really need to express the Christ's human virtues instead of, you know, like using my own way. So, amen. Praise the Lord.
Very appreciate the morning revival. Give us the support of the Bible verse every day. It's day one and day two mention about the stage one incarnation. And day three, day four mention about the stage two inclusion. And day five, day six mention the last one, intensification. You know, they between the three, very strong, just like we should memorize them. Not only Jerry mentioned, wow, alright, that's valuable, wow. Also, very strong the structure. Behind that is a very strong verse. You know, when we talk to about the three stages, all the Christianity, they say, where do you get it from? Hallelujah! We have very strong the verse. The first one, the day one, that first one is from the Luke 1:35. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. You see and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. That mention only talk about the Holy Spirit, talk about the incarnation. Okay, I don't have to mention too much. But from the second, from the second one, intensify. You see how he used the verse, the Romans chapter 1, 3 and 4. He says that the Son of the God in power, according to the Spirit of the holiness out of a resurrection. Amen. The Spirit, you see, this time he didn't talk about the Holy Spirit. He talked of the Spirit of the holiness. Amen. Wow. That's big difference. And we should memorize that then, all the recovery saints. Brother mentioned about the day four. 1 Corinthians 15:45. The last Adam become the life-giving spirit. Amen? The first man, Adam, become the living soul. And the last Adam became the life-giving spirit. During this time, he didn't talk about the Holy Spirit. He talked about the Spirit. And the life-giving spirit. That's the second time. The second stage talk about. And most beautiful things in the last stage. Wow! You mentioned, a lot of people have the question because the old Bible mentioned about the seven spirit. Seven spirit. Brother Lee gives you a very good definition. Seven intensified spirit. Amen. Not because we have the seven different spirit. Seven intensified spirit. Seven spirit come to the Bible in the New Testament. Seven times. Four times in the Revelation. Revelation 1:4. Revelation 3:1, Revelation 4:5, Revelation 5:6. You see what the mention of seven and the day five and day six. Pick out the two. You see, I'll read for you. I'll stop. Grace to you and the peace from Him who is and who was and who is coming. From the seven spirit. Hallelujah. Seven spirit. Amen. Revelation 1:4. Very strong support. And day six, how do you support? The 5:6. I saw in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elder, a lamb standing as a having just being slain, having seven horns. Seven eyes, which are the seven spirit of God.
Amen.
Brother and sister, that's our treasure. Amen.
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 I really appreciate Jerry said that we need to memorize this sentence. And when you asked, I was like, call me. I want to try.
Try now.
Okay. So, okay, let's see. The Lord's recovery
is God becoming the flesh.
Amen.
The flesh becoming the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And the life-giving spirit becoming the sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen.
To build up the church.
Amen.
That becomes the body of the Christ.
Amen.
And that consummates the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Ethan is here. I still remember when he was a young person. You know, I actually challenged all the young people to memorize the book of Philippians. I do feel that this is very important because, you know, if we can use one sentence to summarize what we are doing or who we are, why not try it? You know, I'm 56. I think if I can do it, most of the younger ones we can do it. But then I think that it's very important because God becomes the flesh. That's the first stage, right? So in the first stage, he actually incorporated himself, united himself with our tripartite being so that we can be part of him. And then the flesh becomes the life-giving spirit. That's actually the second stage, right? So in the second stage, he becomes the life-giving spirit. So we can exercise our mind, our will, our emotion to be one with him. When we exercise our spirit, when we set our spirit set our mind in the spirit, then we can be one with him. And the third stage is the life-giving spirit becomes the sevenfold intensified spirit. That's the third stage, right? So in the third stage, I was touched by Esther's sharing. It is actually about how we can overcome. So in the third stage, the intensified spirits actually help us overcome all the barriers. And what are the barriers? I actually want to read with you all those seven churches. I think that the Lord used two chapters in Revelation to talk about our weaknesses, right? So the church in Ephesus, they lost their first love, right? And the church in the church in Smyrna, they suffered, but actually the Lord encouraged them to suffer, to remain in the suffering so that they will not taste the second death, right? And the church in Pergamos, they were worldly, right? And then the church in Thyatira, they were involved in fornication, they were involved in idolatry. And then Sardis, they experienced spiritual death. And Philadelphia, the Lord actually encouraged them to remain in the recovery so they do not lose their crown. And then the church in Laodicea, the Lord wanted to deal with their lukewarmness. So I do feel that actually this all seven conditions are our current condition. I really hope that, you know, we can turn to the Lord, be dealt with the Lord, and then, you know, Eddie talked about this new year. I actually have a big plan for this new year. Do come on February 3rd, 5:30. That is very important. We want to share with you all our plans. We do feel that, you know, this year, may the Lord give us a new beginning.
Amen.
That we all pursue the Lord.
Amen.
We do mean business with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I really appreciate what all those things sharing. Congratulations. We all have a diamond box. In that box, you have so much diamonds. This is one of the 12 essential burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery. So it's very, very crucial for us all to enter into it. I encourage all the young ones to even recite all the outlines. I know it's hard, but starts from the beginning. I still remember back to those days, 1995, 6, I just entered into the church life. And Brother Alex, John, encourage us to recite, to learn this new language, because all these are new from our brother Lee. It's not his invention. It has so much, you know, a Bible verse basis, like Brother Joe shared. At that time, we start to learn the overcoming life. The previous, you know, weeks, we enter into the grace, the bountiful grace. And now the three stages of Christ's full ministry, which is very crucial. As the years went on, the more I enter into the truth, the more I appreciate this ministry. Mm-hmm. Dear Saints, all shared a lot. This week, I try to use the numbers to help me to enter into all these truths.
Amen.
One teaching, this is the unique teaching. Three stages, that's three becomings, three stages. There are main 10 accomplishments from Jesus Christ. And there are also seven aspects of the degradation of the church. But all we need, we have, and also we have the very crucial one prayer. Because I want to recite to a time, concerning the time, I will just read my notes. In the first stage, the stage of his incarnation, from his human birth to his death, he brought the infinite God into the finite man. He united, mingled the triune God with the tripartite man. He expressed in his humanity the bountiful God in his rich attributes through his aromatic virtues, and he accomplished his all-inclusive judicial redemption. The second stage, inclusion, from his resurrection to the degradation of the church. He begotten by God to be the firstborn son. He became the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And he regenerated the believers for his body. Third stage, intensification from the degradation of the church to the consummation of the new Jerusalem. He intensifies organic salvation. He produces the overcomers, and he consummates in new Jerusalem.
Amen.
Where we are now, today, in the intensification stage.
Amen.
Amen. To we apply all these to have the ask the Lord's grace and mercy to deliver us and save us from the seven aspects of the degradation.
Amen.
Regarding this practice, calling upon His name, which is very precious. It's not our signature. It's a practice that will usher us into His presence, and we are made ready for His coming back.
Amen.
I knew a young brother. He met a colleague, a student on campus last week, and they were talking about, introduced to one another, and they said, "Oh, Christian." And he said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "Yes." And the other one said, "I am a Christian too." And they were fellowshipping where they meet by saying that the sister said, "Oh, they call the name in a weird way." And this, and it's not our signature. It's our practice. We'll usher us. We treasure this practice.
Yes.
Hallelujah for calling the name on the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
To know and experience and enjoy the Lord, which it's very important. Day six, the prayer.
Amen.
Sorry, just very a few seconds.
Amen.
Lord, I must advance. I need your grace to bring me onward.
Amen.
I do not want to remain in the work of incarnation, nor even in the work of inclusion.
Right.
I want to advance from inclusion to intensification.
Amen.
Lord, you have been intensified sevenfold. I pray that also will be intensified sevenfold to overcome all the degradations of the church.
Amen.
For your building up of the body.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This begins to me, my impression is the full ministry of Christ in three stages.
Mm-hmm.
What is the goal?
Right.
Brother mentioned there is a goal in this God's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
That is to sanize us,
right,
to die, deify us.
Okay.
Christ in his humanity is not the son of, is not the son of God yet. But after he passed through crucifixion, he becomes the sons of God in divinity.
Amen.
And this situation is the same of us. In us, the difference between us and Jesus is Jesus in his flesh did not have sin. We have sin in our flesh. We have three different lives in our... We know that we have three different lives. In order for us to be deified,
we need also to pass through what Jesus has been passed through. That is, we need also go to the cross. And our flesh need to be put on the cross. How to put our flesh on the cross is by putting our mind in the spirit. Mm-hmm. When our mind is lingering in the world, we are not in the spirit. When I was thinking how to put our flesh on the cross, it's related to our mind. When our mind put in the spirit, set on the spirit, is peace and life. That is the time we put our flesh on the cross. And Lord already become the Lord's life-giving spirit.
Amen.
When we touch Him, He is supplying us life. And that is the goal for supplying life to us, is to transform us to become the sons of God.
Amen.
But the last stage, because we are in the degradation, so Lord intensified Himself, not only life-giving spirit, but it's become the sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen.
This sevenfold intensified spirit will overcome the degradations. That is the first degradation of this is from the message is our first love. Yeah. Because if we lost our first love, we start degradation. The second love, we departing from the Lord because of persecution, that is the Smyrna. And the second one, we also, the third one is the world, fashion of the world. It's mentioned here is religion related. Nicolaitan is in our church life has a hierarchy, and also Balaam is for money, and you know, and also idols, outward. We are living, but inside death. Oh, and lukewarmness. So Lord already intensified. So when we touch Him, this intensified spirit will overcome all degradations.
Amen.
And slowly we will become sunrise. Amen.
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 We are in the stage of intensification.
Amen.
Why is there a need for intensification? Well, because there is degradation. So this morning I was reviewing the verses in Revelation 2 and 3. And you see the history, the course of the church. And the last statement in day 5 really touched me. And that statement said, you know, these things that we're reading, what we're taking in, it's not for others, but it's for me. Right. And so, you know, we need to realize that the seventh spirit is also the seven eyes.
Amen.
And is searching, right? It's looking. And actually, seven eyes are the lamp, so it's not scary. But the Lord, as a seventh spirit, is going, right? He wants to meet us face to face. You know, brothers and sisters, there's this one word that appears so frequently in Revelation 2 and 3. Well, there's a few things that is repetitious. First is, he who has a ear, let him hear. You know, when we come across these things, sometimes, you know, it's so familiar, our ears have become dull. They don't have much of an effect upon us anymore. So, what do we need to do? Actually, we really need to confess.
Amen. Right?
We need to have a ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking to us. But the second thing that touched me this morning when I was going through the verses, and actually even when some brothers were praying, one brother prayed this, may there be a corporate repentance among us. It's very interesting. You look, with the exception of Smyrna and Philadelphia, every single church, there is a call to repent. Right? Even, you know, I don't know, maybe the brothers, when they constructed this outline, you know, they left out, remember from where you have come from. It just says, I have one thing against you, that you have left the first love. Repent. Right? And so the key, well, one of the keys to be an overcomer.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we want to be overcomers.
Amen.
To be an overcomer is not to be a super spiritual Christian. But actually, a characteristic of an overcomer is one who what? Repents. Uh-huh. Brothers and sisters, when's the last time you repented? Right? When you saw your condition. Right? You know, there's a song, Behold, I Stand Upon You. Now, actually, sometimes when we sing that, I'm a little bothered because that song is very happy. But if you think about that song, actually, it's a terrible situation. The Lord is outside. That means in the church life, there's no more reality. All that you are doing is a formality. And so many times, saints, I have to repent. I brought formality into the church life. I'm not saying the church life is formal. I'm saying I was not prepared. My spirit was not prepared. I was a disservice to you all. I brought my formal practices to you all. I need to repent. And repenting, what? The degradation starts with the first love. Leaving the first love. And this point is so practical. Right? We saw that actually to do, love the Lord Jesus is to give Him the first place in all things. And so, you know, I was spending some time with the Lord. Lord, do I actually give You the first place in all matters, in all situations, in all relationships? Do I check with You? Right? Lord Jesus, I echo our brother's prayer earlier. May there be a corporate repentance among all of us.
Amen.
That we all repent from so many different things. Worldliness, right? Passivity, lukewarmness, formality. We repent, we come back to the Lord as our first and best love.
Amen.
I was touched with the same spirit that Shepherd was sharing. And, you know, as I was considering this outline point about the Christ being the sevenfold intensified spirit, I was considering, well, okay, to experience Him in such a way, how does He function, right? And actually, this matter of Him functioning as the sevenfold intensified spirit brings us to these verses on Him being the seven eyes of the Lamb, Him being the one who is searching. And I just wanted to read a short paragraph. This is from the Affirmation Critique, where they actually speak about Christ being the sevenfold intensified spirit. It says, God's sevenfold intensified organic salvation is carried out by the sevenfold intensified spirit, who functions as the seven lamps of fire within us believers to burn, enlighten, expose, judge, purify, and refine us to produce the golden lampstands as the fulfillment of God's New Testament economy.
Amen.
In order to experience the sevenfold intensified spirit in this way, we must cooperate with His inner operation. As Witness Lee encourages us to do, we all need to pray, Dear Divine Flame, come. Come and judge. Come and purify. Come and refine, that You may produce the golden lampstand. Every day, every morning, and every evening, we need to pray, Lord, come. We are open to You. We open every avenue of our being to You. I can testify that nearly every day I pray, Lord, enlighten me. Search me within. And expose me, Lord. I like to be enlightened by You and exposed in Your light. We all need to pray, Lord, we are open. Come and shine upon us and shine from within us and enlighten every avenue, every corner of our being. I like to be exposed, purged, and purified. Then the Lord has a way to produce a pure golden lampstand.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. All the three stages of Christ's full ministry was very precious. Today, I think we still need to experience and enjoy His incarnation, right, in our daily living. We still need to experience His becoming life-giving spirit. But why, for the Lord, He feels that's not enough. He needs to become seven intensify. I think that's without He become sevenfold intensified spirit, He wouldn't be able to accomplish is our desire. And so I think today we all still need to experience and one with him in his first stage and the second stage. But we need to see, we need to advance into the also the third stage. Because that's, we need to touch the heart, you know, right now in the Lord. You want to finish this age and come back. And I really want to echo shepherds. We need to have corporate repentance. And he asked us, when is our last time we repent to the Lord, right? And I also want to ask, what is the last time we give our first love to the Lord? The reason I think that the Lord still cannot come back and he need to become sevenfold intensified is because the enemy is very active. So the church degraded, right? And continued to degrade. And not only corporately the church degraded, actually, if we look at our daily life, we degrade daily, you know, every morning. If I ask myself, when is the last time I give my first love to the Lord? Is it this morning, or last week, or 1 week, 1 year ago, or even we don't even remember. But I think I just want to share, you know, the first week of this year, we all reconsecrate ourselves to the Lord for this year, 2024, right? That's a corporate consecration. And we don't want to, again, we fall and we degrade it. You know, the year is still new, but we we have fallen from our consecration.
Right.
So again, I think this year, I think the Lord, he is already become sevenfold intensified. The key is whether we open to this seven intensified spirit. And mentioned about this February 3rd, church-wide blending. I think that blending is for us to carry out this burden corporately. We all individually, we all very likely to fall. You know, very likely we just lose our first love. We become very formal. We become lukewarm. But we need our companions.
Amen.
So I think February 3rd will come, and we need to pray daily from now on that we give ourselves to the Lord daily, again and again. And that day we come together, we continue to give ourselves to the Lord corporately, especially we can form some kind of companionship to pursue the Lord, to pray together, to preach the gospel, to shepherd one another.
Amen.
That will help us to labor on the good land continually year round.
Amen.
And we can accomplish God's economy.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let's try to go to 2 minutes so we have more things to share.
So I think, like other saints, well, I guess I'll just say that I think what I took away and appreciated from this week was the matter of the seven eyes. And actually, I wasn't really sure if I should really share it because I'm like, well, maybe I'm like going too much into a rabbit hole. It was the tree of knowledge or whatever. But actually, I don't know. I feel like what I just really appreciate the matter of the seven eyes. As Shepherd was saying in his sharing, actually, like, these are the seven eyes of the Lamb, which means that they're not scary. Mm-hmm. Actually, when I was like, I mean, but if you think about it, like, just the idea of seven eyes is kind of like a strange and alien figure, right? Like, we know it's Christ, we know we love this person, But at least in my natural concept, it's like, oh, this is kind of like a scary idea, like a lamb with seven eyes and seven horns, right? But actually, as Shepherd shared, actually, this is quite a beautiful thing, because these eyes and what they represent really kind of go into everything that we've been covering this week, right? The matter of intensification. So in Revelation 5:6, right, the footnote for eyes says the eyes are for observing and searching, right? So far, so good. We already know that the eyes are for observing and searching. And then when you go into Revelation 1:14, also references back to the eyes, right? And it says here that the eyes are actually for God's operating. And his operating, so that in this book of Revelation, the eyes reflect God's desire to operate. But then actually going further down the rabbit hole, in Zechariah 4:10, and this is something I saw, is really remarkable. You see that, let me just read it. The function of Christ's seven eyes is to observe and search in order to execute God's judgment on the universe and to transfuse and infuse all that God is into his chosen people. Amen. I think why I found that really remarkable is that, honestly, like, when God searches and enlightens, you know, these eyes are flaming eyes. They're judging eyes. They're scary in a sense, right? But actually, it says here that these eyes are there to search and to observe, but also to transfuse all that God is into us. Amen. Which means that when we are being shined on, right? I think my natural concept is like, oh, I'm being shined on. That's like a scary and unpleasant experience. Like, Lord, I need to repent. Oh, Lord, it means that I'm somewhere low, that I need to be brought back. But actually, this itself is an experience that transfuses all that Christ is into us. Amen. And I think what I was taking away from this week was that, okay, so we see that the churches are kind of in a degraded situation. And so on day 6, actually, it says, oh, I urge you to consider this matter of intensification, to pray desperately, saying, Lord, I must advance. Amen. That to avoid degradation in the church, that we individually need to have this call. Amen. We individually, you know, we can't just say it's the church life. It's our individual matter first, that we need to pray in this way, that we need to be shined on and intensified on. Amen. And anyways, yeah, I just thought that the seven eyes, they actually are so sweet, that our Lamb has seven eyes. That's not a scary thing for the Lamb to have seven eyes. Amen. Praise the Lord that the Lamb has seven eyes.
Amen. Yeah, I really enjoyed day 4. Especially the part where it talks about, I like this like description. It says the spirit is the center, the body is the circumference, and the mind is in between. From the center through the middle to the circumference, the life of the triune God is being dispensed into our entire being. When we set our mind on the spirit, our mind, which represents our soul, becomes Zoe. Right. This is the dispensing of the divine life into our soul. Yeah, it just reminded me of like a conference. I believe it was Brother Ed who said like how God not only when we're regenerated, right? At least 1/3 of our being is the Zoe life, but God not only wants 1/3 of our being to be in the Zoe life, but our entire being to be saturated by Him. And in the verse Matthew 25:4, right, it says, "But the prudent took oil in their vessels with their lamps." It shows that God not only wants to stay in our spirit, but He wants to keep on spreading, so that our entire being, even our soul and our body, is saturated by Him and filled with His virtues.
Amen.
You know, kind of like echoing what David said, right? You know, we should appreciate that the Lord not only stopped at the cross, but that He wants to be, that there's also the inclusion and the intensification phase, where the Lord is not only brought into us, but that He's even the life-giving Spirit is intensified in us, that we are completely filled by Him in all His virtues.
Amen.
And I even enjoy like Sister Christine's example earlier about the interactions she had in the morning, because you know there are a lot of situations that we can be in, right? Even in relation to the church life, it could be even you know our serving with someone else, or you know our reaching out to a new one, or shepherding a new one. You know, there can be a lot of subtle situations where we just fall short. You know, we just really, you know, fall short of Christ's virtues. But, you know, it's in these situations, you know, we just need to really set our mind on the Spirit and really turn, you know, to Christ so that He is intensified in us and we are expressing all His virtues.
Amen.
I really enjoy all the things sharing today. I think it is, I just appreciate the full ministry of Christ again today. I think a lot of the time we appreciate more of His incarnation and even in His inclusion. We appreciate that God become the Zoe life that imparts in us through our mind and even our body. But I must admit that I don't really think about His final part of His ministry, this part of intensification, that much. But I think if we consider God's ultimate goal of His economy, He really wants a bride that fully matches Him. He really wants a bridal army that go and fight the enemies. And He wants His body of Christ, the church, to become the new Jerusalem with a bunch of saints who are fully matured and fully being filled with Christ. And if we really see this, we would just want, for on the one hand, see how short we are, that we are really just in the same condition as those saints in the seven churches in Revelation.
Right.
And so there will be a response of repentance in us. That, Lord, we want to have our first love towards You.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to just have the formality of the church life, but really a genuine love for You and for the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
We don't want any idolatry. We don't want any... I can't really remember all of these. Oh, but Lord, I just have a fresh appreciation that there is the sevenfold intensified Spirit.
Amen.
That allows Him to finish His ministry.
Amen.
Without His sevenfold intensified Spirit, we would just really remain in the first few stages,
right.
And that doesn't really accomplish what's in His heart. So praise the Lord for the intensification, the third stage of His ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
But I think most of it has been spoken by the Lord. The Lord speaking is really very deep and profound, especially this week, like Brother Jerry was saying, we're sharing. But also it's sweet and tender. You know, that's the good thing about it.
Amen.
You know, I met this week a brother, a student, a new student, and he told me, I'm a pastor. Oh, really? Oh, wow. We're brothers. Yeah. I opened a church here just recently. And I opened some churches in Guyana, he said. Oh, really? Oh, wow. Great. Congratulations. And as we were talking, sharing, he was sharing a lot about his churches. I could feel he's still in the first stage. I don't want to judge him, right? But, and I shared a few things actually this week about what we said. And he was like, oh, wow. He was a little, you know, I feel that, you know, the Lord is not only lovely, but is merciful. So we need to have mercy with those brothers who don't know this high truth of divine revelation, right? So I share with him. I said, listen, like, text me, you know, we can probably share each other. You know, I said, well, yeah. Okay, so. But, you see, we need to appreciate this ministry of saints. I don't know how this ministry is really what's really open all this mystery to us, you know. And about these three stages, you know, I want to conclude this, but we're going through these stages, right? And we are we're supposed to be now in intensification, you know. And but we, like the sister said, we need to read the word, right? We need to eat. If we don't eat every day, we cannot really grow mature. So, and in Hebrews 4:12, it says that the Word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of joint and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of our heart. And there is no creature that is not manifest before Him. But all things are naked and laid bare to the eyes of Him. to whom we are to give our See, and we don't know really how stubborn, rebellious, and proud we are. We don't know. He knows. He knows. So we really need saints to eat every day and to repent, like Brother said. You know, I repent every night when I go to bed. I say, forgive me if I offended you. You know, but we need to repent, and we need really need to see these stages. I believe we pass for the first. Even the three of them are good at point, but we pass for the first one. We are in the second life-giving spirit, but now these seven eyes and these sevenfold intensified spirit really working in us. You know, the Lord want to get married. You know, but he needs a bride, a mature bride. And really, you know, I know, and my brother was saying, in other countries, some old people married to teenagers, 16, 17, right? Now, God want to marry a mature bride. So we really need to grow. And we need to actually not only know God objectively, but subjectively. You know, in Christianity, everybody knows God in an objective way. You know, you can, when everybody believe in God, everybody, when I ask them, do you know God? They think about it, they stay like that priest, and they say, and then I share with them. So that's the way, that would be a good point to start with the conversation, you know? When they say, oh, you believe in God? Good, me too. You know him? And then they're going to say, what? Know him? How? Well, you know your son, his son, you know, the father. You know, so we need to know the son in a subjective way, and we need to experience also Christ. Right, the suffering, not only the suffering of Christ, but the enjoyment of Christ. You know, his joy, even though we're going to go to trials, mountains. You know, I was listening to a message from Brother Lee about he studied the book of Hebrew. He said that when he studied the book, he discovered that Hebrew is a crossing. Mm-hmm. He said, we are a river crosser. So we cross from the dark side, from the Chaldeans, right, to the Canaan, right? So, but he said we need to keep crossing all the time the rivers. Right. We're going to be crossing many rivers, right? And we cannot stop. But one day, we will be the bride ready, and then the New Jerusalem. So this message really, three stages that we're going through. We pass the first stage, we need to keep going to the other side, and keep asking the Lord, intensify your seven eyes, and your life-giving spirit could be working in us. So this week has been, I hope that, you see, like also Brother James was saying about that, we are in a romance with God. We are in a romance. So the Lord is so sweet and so tender. He's treating us, even though we are so stubborn, rebellious, and so proud, because we are proud. You know, he wants us really to work with us. He don't want us to be mature right away. He wants us to grow little by little. Little by little. You know, he doesn't pressure us. He doesn't push us. You know, little by little he wants us to really work in us. But we need to really love him to the uttermost, which I had to repent because I don't love him to the uttermost. But with this, the Lord is opening my eyes. That need to love him and eat him more every day. Praise the Lord for this message.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your full ministry.
Amen.
Thank you for your incarnation.
Amen.
Thank you for your inclusion, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your intensification.
Amen.
Lord, continue to consecrate our entire being for the next week.
Amen.
Give our first love to you, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your full ministry.
Amen.
Three divine and mystical stages.
Amen.
The incarnated one.
Amen.
The all-inclusive one.
Amen.
You're the intensified one.
Amen.
Lord, bring us on.
Amen.
We are knowing and experiencing this.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
advance us on.
Amen.
Save us from all the degradation.
Amen.
Intensify us in this degraded age.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we need your mercy every day.
Amen.
Amen, Lord. Amen. It's a new beginning.
Amen.
Lord, we want to advance.
Amen.
Oh, we repent and return to you.
Amen.
Bring us onward.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your heart desire.
Amen.
You have intensified yourself, become sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen. Oh,
may your spirit work in us.
Amen.
To overcome the degradation.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, thank you for today's portion.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for opening our eyes.
Amen.
Lord, do not let us be discouraged. Lord, intensify yourself in us.
Amen.
Lord, may we set our mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, may you saturate even our soul and our body.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, your will be done among us.
Amen.
Prepare us to be ready for your coming.
Amen.
Yes, prepare us to be ready for your coming.
Amen.
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you for this intensification stage.
Amen.
Bring us on.
Amen.
Amen.